UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
How many episodes of the podcast did you listen to from The Take last week?
None.
How many podcast episodes did you listen from last week of KSR?
Oh, you got me. You got me. I did one.
And James Strebel.
And Locke. And Locke, how many of the Midday Rush?
Zero.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, been hanging out with you here today. 1 hour down, two to go. Pat Forty going to join us here on The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. He's from Sports Illustrated. We will get to him in just a second. Reminder, Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference coming up here at 5 o'clock. We will take that in full and live on all ESPN Louisville stations. We'll continue to update the sound bracket as we go. And we also need to update, Mitch, if you do not mind to remind me, we need to update the bracket challenge, the ESPN Louisville one, with all the different prizes that we have. And we'll talk more about that. Also, Kroger would like to give a big thank you to the loyal customers. In fact, I'm probably here in the next 3-4 days, maybe a quick trip to Kroger, as you would say. Mm-hmm. Pretty good around the Sweeney household. All the loyal customers, they want to give a big thank you for shopping with them, and also to all of the fine associates, and I want to thank all the people that are working. Mm-hmm. I know Kroger gave raises across the board, which was great.
Awesome.
Everyone working so hard to keep the stores clean, stocked, and open, everything running smoothly. And right now, Kroger is hiring. If you're looking for work, they are hiring with immediate openings available right now. Apply today at jobs.kroger.com. That's jobs.kroger.com. Well, he's been busy. I think he's been fishing. He's been on the Diener Show. He's been writing at Sports Illustrated at by Pat Forty. If you want to follow him on Twitter, it is Pat Forty here on The Take on ESPN Louisville. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, Andy. How about yourself? I just realized we actually have the Andy and Andy Variety Show in the afternoon now, huh?
You like that?
With Andy Beshear in the 5 o'clock. Yeah, good stuff.
Do you do the beers with Beshear at 5 o'clock?
I have not. That doesn't mean I won't. It sounds like a fun game. I'm up for it. I just haven't done it yet.
How much have you followed how much women are swooning after him? They call him Beshear. That's what he's been called on the internet. Does Pat Forty know anything about that?
I have at least heard favorable reviews for him in that regard from the female audience, perhaps even some of the male audience. I don't know. But,
Yeah. Well, there's people in Indiana. I mean, there's people in Indiana that are doing beers with Beshear, and I'm like, you don't live, like, no offense, you don't live in Kentucky. My wife being one of those, she's watching Beshear, and I'm like, you're not even going to be going over to the state of Kentucky very much over the next 3 months.
Yeah, you know, hey, it's become a cult classic,
yeah,
right?
It has.
I mean, everybody wants to have beers with Beshear.
There you go.
Have a beer with us. Beer back with us.
Yeah. Pat Forty with us. Now, we talked, what, 2-3 weeks ago about the documentary last night, and we talked about it this hour, and you know, we talked about it for a couple weeks ago for probably 30, 35 minutes, and I had not seen it by that point, but all the tentacles that we could kind of hit, we did. So I want to ask some things. I know you're on with Diener this morning, so probably some of that will overlap, but I do want to talk. I'm trying to just bring some other things out. As you have watched today, listened today, seen on Twitter, read, whatever it may be, What have you noticed about everyone else's reaction to watching the Christian Dawkins, the scheme, the documentary last night, since you have already obviously seen it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was funny. I mean, I think you can say that there was this documentary probably did what it sought out to do, which was to provoke reaction, and the reaction is all over the board. I've seen a lot of people say it was awesome. They loved it. It was wild. It was an eye-opener. They learned a lot. Then I've seen some people say, oh, it's boring. There's nothing new. Mm-hmm. You know, they made too much of Christian Dawkins' life story, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, there was takes all over the place. But, you know, from a newsworthiness standpoint, I thought it was really good for two reasons. One, you know, it pulled back the curtain and showed how business gets done in college basketball. And anybody that wants to claim that that's not how it's done, well, that's fine. Just keep your head in the sand and go about your business. And then two, you know, the very relevant audio of the tapes with Sean Miller and Will Wade and Book Richardson talking to Christian Dawkins about how business gets done. And, you know, I think those were very tangible. They backed up certainly a lot of the media reports and some of what came out in trial from 2019 and 2018. And, you know, I think there's some answers that the schools Yeah, they're not giving them. I mean, that was
will they ever?
I was very impressed with LSU to say that they're aware of the documentary.
Well, that's good.
How about that?
You were snarky. Congrats to LSU for being aware. It is nice that they are aware. If I made you fill in the blank, LSU will stop backing Will Wade when blank happens. How would you even start to fill in that blank?
My guess is when a formal notice of allegations comes from the NCAA, filing, you know, charging him with major violations. Now, maybe they still stick with him after that, and it's when sanctions come down, and then they fire him. But I don't know. I mean, how much longer do you want to hitch your wagon to a guy that now everyone in America got to hear talking to Christian Dawkins about how to buy plays? You know, that's up to LSU to decide that.
By the way, today on the Diener Show, I don't know if you heard this, but they were trying to play some of the sound, and the process put it together, and he missed one of the F-bombs of Sean Miller, so we had to dump for a second, because Sean Miller used an F-bomb about every third word, Pat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing. Sean's vocabulary and Will Wade's vocabulary didn't leave a lot to the imagination. I mean, it was straight out of the Marine Corps, I would say, there for both those guys. But it also, that goes to show the comfort level that they had talking to Christian Dawkins. I mean,
sure.
You know, he's one of their guys. It's not like oh, we need to be wary around this sketchy character. No, I mean, they're talking to him about how business gets done, because that's he's a guy who gets things done.
Did you know what Christian Dawkins' lawyer looked like before you saw the film? Because we contended around the show that he looked like a cool, slick lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, Haney, yeah. No, he was awfully tanned up. I had come into contact with him, he was not that tanned. So he put on the tan to make himself look pretty suave there, for sure. But, yeah, you know, that's a defense lawyer, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Yeah, we said he looked cool. That's what we said. I don't know why. There's so many different ways we can go. Pat Forty with us here on the Take on ESPN 680 105.7. If you had to guess, and this it's just impossible to even guess. We were just kicking this around. College basketball coaches, head and assistant coaches. How many of them do you think watched last night, had seen it before it came out last night, or will watch here in the next couple days?
Oh, hundreds, yeah. You know, I mean, this was something I think a lot of people wanted to see. And I certainly heard from a few who did watch it, you know, I'm not sure there was a ton of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Other
right.
than the sheer brazenness of how open Will Wade was talking about it. You know, I think that might've blown some people away, but, you know, I think people wanted to hear it, wanted to see exactly how explicit it was, and then probably go back and crank up the gossip mill and figure out, okay, are these jobs coming open or not? Who has a chance to get them?
You would agree with me then if in a month, or obviously if we ever get to media days, and that is months away, a coach, whether it be, you know, Cal, Arch, I mean, especially Archie, who's obviously, I mean, that's his brother, you know, not a good day there. And, you know, Chris Mack, Calipari, Archie, and then we can go down the line. It's not an excuse to say, you cannot say to media, the next time you're with the media, I have not seen this video, right? You would agree with that, would you not?
Oh, yeah, we finally got rid of that excuse, which, yeah. I mean, Will Wade, you know, lamely trotted out, I don't know what's on the tape. Well, yes, you do, because you said it. But now, yeah, okay, now it's been said, it's been heard, it's been aired, and you know it, and everybody else knows it, and LSU knows it, and there's no more, you know, ability to at least claim any ignorance to what is out there. So, yeah, that's now up for complete discussion, I would say.
They did have like the close up of Will Wade when they're like, Will Wade doesn't give a bleep. They had the close up of Will Wade, who was intense on the sideline, where they try to make him look as like badass as humanly possible on the sideline. I did notice that on the U of L side. I don't know. I didn't change anything for me. What about you? A positive, not seeing anything with Jordan Fair. Would that be the positive from a U of L side? What does Pat Forty think about all that?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's kind of, I'm not sure why the Jordan Fair video was not part of the deal. You know, I don't know whether that means anything or not, if it's just that maybe because they had enough video of enough other guys and enough guys who were actually charged with federal crimes that they may have been able to just say, we don't need to drag Jordan Fair into this. But, yeah, you know, I mean, the thing from a U of L standpoint that was tangible and interesting was the fact that the feds really wanted Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
And Christian Dawkins wasn't giving up Rick Pitino. It doesn't mean Rick Pitino was innocent. It just means Christian Dawkins wasn't giving it up. So, you know, I don't know what all Christian knows about Rick and Rick's involvement in some of this stuff, but he was keeping that to himself. You know, he has protected a few people at least along the way. But if you're Louisville, I mean, at least you're not listening to your coach on a wiretap on a
right.
national broadcast. So you've got that going for you.
If I'm not mistaken, this is something the NCAA can use with these tapes that they previously did not have. Is that correct?
That's I think so. I mean,
yeah.
I would think that they can use this and that. Yeah, before, you know, when we wrote the story about the strong-ass offer tape, that was March 2019.
Yep.
The issue there was it was just a media report. And now it's not just a media report. Now, yes, this is other media, but you are listening to Will Wade himself
yep.
discuss making an offer for Javonte Smart to a middleman. So I would think that this is definitely something that the NCAA could build an allegation out of. You know, then we'll see if it stands up in front of a committee on infractions. I think it'd be awfully hard if you're LSU or if you're Will Wade's lawyers to try to say this isn't admissible or whatever. You can't make an allegation out of this. It's pretty tough because that is your guy on that tape talking, and you better be able to explain what he's saying, or otherwise, you know, that everybody has now heard exactly what it is, and it's out there, and there is no good explanation, but
right.
he's got to try to come up with something.
Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680 1057. Last one for you, Pat, before we get you out of here. Always appreciate the time here on this Wednesday. I heard you talk a little bit about this with Diener, and it's easy for someone like me on Sports Talk Radio to say, hey, where are all these other media members? Where are all these coaches and administrators and everyone else in the profession in college basketball that, I mean, obviously you guys have had the stories there. You, Thamel, and Wetzel have had all the stories. And then you combine that with other reports. You can combine that with what you saw last night and seeing it. And listening to it is in our world is different, obviously. We went back a couple weeks ago to you and I to the Ray Rice example. The outrage today, and I know Diener asked about the coverage. I'm talking about outrage is not there, right? And it's a Wednesday, and there's nothing going on in the NFL, and we're all you know, nationally content is needed, and this would be a great thing for people to yell and scream about on television shows with some big names. But there's not a lot of outrage today from the college basketball community, which, of course, is hypocrisy. What do you make of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it shows that there's a lot of people that just have avoided the whole thing. A lot of people in my profession have pretended it doesn't exist. hoped it would go away. Just, you know, tried to go out and basically be a cheerleader for the sport instead of actually covering the sport. I think there's a lot of fanboys in the media that are not really interested in getting to the roots of how things are done. And I'm not going to stand here and say that paying players is the worst thing you can do. But right. For now, it's a major NCAA violation that can have major repercussions against major programs. Ask Louisville if it was a big deal when they got busted by the NCAA. So for people to, in my business, to not want to cover this, I just think it's weak, and I really don't see much justification for not doing it. As you said, there is nothing else going on.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to go ahead and report about some transfers or commitments or whatever, knock yourself out. But this is the story here. It was a big story last night, story today,
yep.
And a lot of people are just saying zippity-doo-dah and pretending it didn't happen.
I lied to you one more. If you had a sentence on Billy Gillespie getting back into coaching, I guess what? This year, next year, going to be back in D1 basketball. What do you make of Billy G back at it again?
Oil rises to the top of water, right? So the oil has risen. Oily Billy back again.
Yeah, he is back.
You know. Whatever.
Whatever, whatever.
Good for you, Tarleton State. Way to hire one of the least admirable, least nice people in the business.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, Pat, take care. You going fishing again soon or what? I noticed that on Twitter.
About as soon as I hang up with you.
Oh, well, good. Well, let's get you out of here. Go fishing. Get out of here. Pat Forty, thanks, Pat. Always appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, get out of here. Pat Forty with us at @ByPat40. He's from Sports Illustrated. Always appreciate when we can catch up with that. So, good stuff there. We'll read some text, some reaction coming down here at ESPN Louisville. All right, we need to catch up on this sound bracket. This is an odd transition, but we need to have fun today as we're all enjoying Will Wade even more. Will Wade is slowly, I mean, not even slowly, I can't even think of who my number two coach is.
He's at the top of your list.
I mean, he's right there.
He's rocketed.
He's my first love at this point.
He's a star.
We are in the bottom left, the East region, the Cooper Turtle Hassan. The 5 seed is Ohio State, and it's represented by many of the times over the past calendar year that Bobby V imploded.
So Timmy and Tommy are screaming at each other because Timmy's saying, well, listen, he's talking sports, so we really can't kick him in the neck. But he's saying, but UK lost last night, a humongous game. It's the biggest story in the country. And he's talking about a TV show from the 1970s. I hate that son of a bitch. I'll kill him. Give me one quick cut. I know he's coming on here, but I want to respond to one. Oh, we're not going to. Okay, fine. I got to get out. Everybody else can go over my show.
I had it timed out.
Get out, quick. Get out. The real radio guys are coming. Get the hell out. You old fat SOB. Get out, damn it. Take all your characters. Take Oswald. Take Maria. Take all of them and get the hell out. Sports talk is coming up next. We want to talk sports. That's coming up next. Damn it. You owe me a championship, you sons of bitches. Now go win one. I'm tired of this crap. I've been putting up with this long enough. You're imposing. You're an imposition on my life. See, I know the game. You tell me. I'm not like you ass wipes. I know the game. I know the game. I came all the way in here from Long Island. You better win, you jackasses. I don't think you understand. I know the game, right? I'm not like you jackwads. I know the game.
Bob, it's March, man. What are we doing here? Let me see. We have, by my count, another 160 minutes. Fairly certain we can get to a lot of crap going on in March. I don't know. Call me nuts. But I know you want it right now. Do it right now, you son of a bitch. I'm listening now. I want it now. I want the seating. I want how many places Kentucky dropped in the seating because of that. I want their final four picks. I want it now. That's what I pay for. Excuse me, sir. This is free. I don't care. I want it now. You and your big-headed producer. What the hell are you doing? It's March. Don't you know the calendar? It's just infuriating that everything's going wrong, and this jackass, it looks like he's being animated at celebrating a crappy play against your team. He should be killed.
He should be killed.
He should be killed. That's Ohio State. I'm not sure the Buckeyes deserve that.
I don't know.
But they're the 5 seed, the 12 seed, Stephen F. Austin. I hope we trim this down a little bit.
It is a minute 30.
Okay. Jason Anderson, before he left, one more time, brought out Tiny Tim. Go ahead.
Scotty Davenport made it out. I don't know how the hell he made it out. All the rubble and everything that was there. There's no way. Typically, we don't let people out of the South End like that.
I want to be like Scotty one day and make it out of the South End and go to a cool college one day like Bellarmine, but my parents can't afford it. We barely have a bus pass to be able to get around a road town, but a town is only around our neighbourhood, which I live on the corner of bleak and hopelessness, please. Could I go to the East End one time? I don't know what it's like to be downtown. Everybody's stuck here forever. We're only able to go to a drive-in movie theatre. We don't know the life of luxury lounge recliners. I just want to... Can I go to the Watterson, sir?
No. Stay in the South End, bum.
That's actually the nickname my mom gave me. She said I never meant to be more than a bum.
That's right, because you're from the South End. You don't know what it's like to live on the East End with money. Or in the African-American community. You're stuck there. You South End punk?
Oh, boy.
I just sit here and look at my beer and I cry. I cry at my beer because I can't afford to get another one. It's how I refill my beers with tears. If I only had more money for two beers.
You don't know what it's like to go to a nice college or university. Your parents let you down. You lost the lottery in life. You were born in the South End. I look down on you.
I look down from Iroquois Park at the rest of the city and know what it's like to have dreams, but I'll never make it. Come from the South Side, sir.
Is that it, Mitch? How are we going to do this? I'm looking at this sound that we have. How are we finishing this sound today, Mitch? How are we doing it? There's no, and again, I didn't bring up the sim, by the way. How are we doing this? Ohio State won. We need to move them. There it is. Okay. Ohio State won. Bob's implosion beats the Tiny Tim of Stephen F. Austin, 64-59. How are we going to do all of this? Let's just keep going. Let's do a couple more. The four seed Oregon. A lot of people liked Oregon this year. This is Brandon Lang reading his text chain with Diener after Diener lost a bet on Kansas basketball.
To your listeners out there, you'll have to fill in what the blanks are. But here it goes. Blank sports. I broke a Yeti. Had Kansas. -4.5. I never want to talk gambling again. Blank these mother blankers. They scored like 45 points in the last minute, too. Blank these blank holes. Laugh out loud, you kill me. Blank your industry. I'm quitting betting on sports tonight. Blank rigged blanked. Okay, we will kill the segment, but I'm still coming for Derby. And if I see this alleged happy couple moving into their blank new home together on this iPhone commercial one more time, baha, you're killing me, laughing my FAO. Blank sports. Blank these lazy blank mother blankers. I hope they all blank. Oh, my God. Hilarious. Trying to quit Twitter and Facebook as we speak. Blank these blank, blank mother blankers. You could be the funniest guy in America right now. I hate sports. Gonna buy season opera tickets. I hope Vegas burns down. Blank, blank, blank. I can't stop laughing. I didn't see Kansas final minutes. Back door. Going to bed. I hope I die of a rare disease. I'm crying. Now here it is. Here it is. Pull your car over to the side of the road. Now, a rant like that, it's got to be 5 dimes. It's got to be 10 dimes. How much did you lose on Kansas? $50.
$50. $50.
Oh my God! And the beat goes on. The $50 rant.
The $50 rant.
That's Oregon. That's a good one. Yep. The 13 seed. This is Drew ranting about Riverlink.
I'm going to assault Riverlink this morning with some information. My preparation, my sheet of lies is mostly things and dates and times of this fraudulent company that has no idea what it's doing when they cash checks and still charge you late fees after they acknowledge that they've cashed the checks and still want you to pay. Riverlink, from my cold, dead hands, will you get $60 you think I owe you? You're going to bend the damn knee this morning, and you're going to be beheaded when you bend the knee. It's not going to be a respectful bending of the knee. I'm going to assault you in your idiocy because I've got all the documentation. And you morons can't even add it up even when you acknowledge you have the documentation. So they're going to get it. Riverlink, you're going to get it. I'm going to devote many hours of this show to uncover the fraud and the amount of money that is going to an out-of-town, lying, illegal cartel that is Riverlink. It's a cartel of lies is what it is. It's a cartel of lies. You're going to bend the knee, and I'm going to behead you when you bend the knee.
Have you been down to their office?
Oh, I'm going.
Okay.
I got forms and documents, and I'm ready to meet the stupid people of Riverlink.
Wow. That shouldn't be a 13. That should be way higher. That's like one of the top mid-majors. That's like, you know, Murray State a couple years ago. Wow, yeah. That is a haymaker. All right, so that's the 4-13 game. I have just played the game. Unfortunately for Diener, he's going home. Oregon wins big, 87-69.
Yeah.
So they move on. Brandon Lang reading Diener's text. It moves on to the next round. Let's do one more here before we take a break, Mitch. The sixth seed is BYU in the Turtle Hassan region. It is Bobby V battling Tim Sullivan.
Part of me has to ask you, are you pressured by the paper to have people talking about what you're writing stuff? Because, you know, if you do that, they're going to talk about it. But do you really think there's credibility? You think there's meat on the bone with that, honestly?
Meat on the bone with what?
That there's a widespread concern that about Chris's coaching, that the honeymoon's over, and that people are wondering, did they hire the right guy? Based on what? You can't find one analyst nationally that would say that. And could you find a fan?
It's not about analysts, Bob. Well, although this doesn't qualify as a critical comment, but your own Andy Sweeney is asking, is the Chris Mack honeymoon over?
He said that in response to your tweet.
No, he's not, because my tweet didn't come out till hours after the game. His was at 4:14 p.m. The game had been over for 14 minutes. I don't think it's rational. I don't agree with them.
Well, then why would you write it? If you don't think it's rational, why would you write that?
Because it's news. Do you understand what news is?
I do. I don't need you to lecture me on news. I know what news is. If he told you that the earth is flat, you writing that? Really? You're going to write that?
It's not the same thing.
Why not?
Obviously, the earth is not flat.
Yeah, but you just got through telling me you didn't think there was any credibility to it.
I said I don't agree with it, but I can see that there are people who are upset.
Of course they are. Tim, come on. You've been doing this for 40 years. After a loss and after you lost to your rival in overtime, you really think you got to go hunting for people to be upset? I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. How hard is that?
Like shooting fish in a barrel. That's my favorite part of that.
It's good. It's good.
I have just played the game. Close one here. BYU moves on.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I need to give you the 11 seed. Sorry, yeah. I've done that again. I play the game that I'm looking at the results. Okay, well, you know, you're a part of this. You're the 11 seed.
I am.
So this is going home, and I'm happy BYU wins. This 11 seed was not a good 11 seed. No offense. You have given much better content. It's Strebel talking about his wife and a doctor.
Oh, once when we were dating, one of the doctors did ask her to go watch his band play.
Oof.
He'd buy her drinks all night while she's a nurse. She did tell me about that, though, and I was like, well, did you go? She said she thought about it, but
this is when you were dating.
This is when we were dating. We were engaged. We were engaged. We were not yet married. The doctor tried to get her to go see his band.
I'm glad that's gone. It's a bad memory.
It is a bad memory.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, I'll tell you about the fitness market. We need to get an update. We'll continually do the sound bracket, but the actual bracket challenge here at ESPN Louisville, Governor Beshear coming up at 5 o'clock. We roll along here on a Wednesday on ESPN 680 1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We've been shin hoops. My dad just got us a new basketball.
And James Strebel.
And it's been pretty fun.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're celebrating Will Wade here on today's show. It's The Take on a Wednesday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you another 25 minutes or so, and then Andy Beshear will take over, the governor of Kentucky. We will have his press conference live and in full right here on ESPN Louisville. Reminder of a couple things. We'll have the best of games beginning Saturday at noon. We'll have more coming up on Monday. We'll have the Virginia National Championship, which no one wants to talk about.
No.
And so, you know, we'll just move on from that. Do need to remind you, while we're all stuck at home, we're doing things to our homes. Let's do things to our bodies. You like that as
yeah.
a transition? keep your workout going or create a workout and get that home gym popping and do so with the Fitness Market. They are open for pickup and curbside delivery. They're fully stocked with treadmills, ellipticals, rowing machines, spin bikes, and much, much more. They can help you today. Their number, 882-2694. They're working out of their Plantside Drive location. Again, 502-882-2694, thefitnessmarket.com. They are open. And they are ready to help you. So we need to get going on the sound bracket here in just a second. Boy, there was something I was going to bring your way. And the whole time that we were talking, I was trying to think, who's the guy? Oh, Josh Christopher said no to Kentucky last night on Twitter. That's it.
Yeah.
He X'd Kentucky out and then sent out a JPEG of it.
South Southern California.
And put South Carolina up there. How fantastic is that?
He's just mad that he got recruited over. They got B.J. Boston. They got Terrence Clark.
Did he?
Yeah, they're both ranked higher than him. Both of them are.
Yeah, but they would need him.
Well,
if Kentucky got him, you would be talking about 40-0 today.
I wouldn't say 40-0,
yeah,
but it would be nice.
You'd be buying a throwboy T-shirt today.
No,
today.
No.
Oh, yeah, you would.
He'd just be
wearing Kentucky. Today's the first day you've worn Kentucky gear in here. You'd be wearing Kentucky gear if they got Josh Christopher today.
I would be happy. But they got two better players.
Yeah, but the three-guard lineup, that's what you had last year.
They can still have a three-guard lineup. You can still start
third.
Devin Askew,
settle
Terrence
down.
Clark, B.J. Boston.
Settle down.
Boom. There you are. They don't need Josh Christopher will be on the bench, and he knows it.
Texter says, are the This Day in Reds history sports satire?
No. It really happened. Whatever it was.
Texter says, Bob was carrying so much water for Vince and Mac in that clip. I disagree with that, although whatever. Texter says, for a guy like Christian Dawkins, the question regarding doing the right thing is always going to be what's in it for him. That's everybody. Yeah, that's fine, and that's many, many people. Let's get to more of the sound bracket. Let's just have fun with it.
Let's do it.
I mean, I was self-righteous, and I screamed and yelled about the NCAA and how people, coaches and assistant coaches and even media, where is everybody today? Where are all of the people that love college basketball today that heard those quotes last night? The takes are empty in a day where everyone is searching for content that no one is grabbing hold of, the content that's right in front of you. Speaking of content, Bobby Petrino, what is it, the six-year anniversary of the motorcycle wreck?
It's been that long.
We may need to play some of that sound right before we go to Governor Beshear. That would actually make me incredibly happy if we could do that. And do we need to call the Grossmans again and check in with them?
If we have time, I think we should.
Well, I think we should because they always provide content. So let's do some of these.
Okay.
This is now we're at the 3-14 game, right, Mitch? That's where we left off in the lower left, the east, the Cooper Turtle Hassan region. The three seed is Maryland, Mark Turgeon of Maryland. They are the three seeds, the Terps, and it's represented by this mysterious sound from Lachlan McLean.
Oh, there's a full one back there.
Is this a barbecue chicken one?
I think I saw chicken.
All right, bacon.
Yeah, this is.
The other one looks like a
This is pepperoni and sausage. God. I specifically said they were coming at 11:30.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
That is Bob cursing Nick out because he saved him the wrong free papadilla from Papa John's. Amazing sound. So that's the 3 seed. The 14 seed. This one made it all year. This is last year at NCAA tournament time. Patty Ice. And his girlfriend were going to Jacksonville. Patty Ice was going to be covering the first couple games of Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. We then played for her the sound of Patty Ice when he was called into the Sunday morning hangover drunk at the Indianapolis 500.
Yep.
Take a listen.
Yeah, Hannah loves her wiener.
Oh, my God.
So that's what he gets paid for.
Oh my god. Oh god.
That's the only reaction we needed. You guys have a good trip. We'll catch in when you get to Jacksonville. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Horrified. She was horrified.
This game wasn't close, by the way. Maryland crushed them. Yeah. Belmont got absolutely crushed, which I know Mitch likes. 90-55.
Ooh,
not even close. Boy. Maryland moves on 90-55.
Belmont overrated.
Overrated. You're damn right. Let's do the 7-10 game, and then we'll do the 215 here in just a second. The 7-10 game, perfect timing. The 7 seed is Arizona and Sean Miller. They're represented by this sound.
Texas says Louisville's moved on to Lou Sasso.
Who?
What an absolute awesome name.
Lou Sasso.
Who's Lou Sasso? Is that, am I being got by the text line? That's not a sexual reference or any. Lou Sasso.
I've got to look that up now because I've never heard that name.
Like, that's not like the Ben Dover guy.
No.
Everyone's looking up Lou Sasso.
The only thing that came up was Will Sasso, the guy from Mad TV.
That's got to be a joke in some sort of way. It has to be. Who's Sasso?
I got it now.
What is it?
Oh, I got it. I just got
okay,
it.
Okay, I got it. Okay, that's good.
So that's the 7 seed. That's Arizona.
I love that for Arizona.
The 10 seed is Archie Miller, Sean's brother.
Oh,
it's Indiana. It's represented by this sound from Mark Blankenbaker.
Now we got to talk about butt stuff here. And when we're talking about butt stuff, it's hard for opponents of Clemson to really focus on their game plan when they're worried about how deep in the lower intestine the Clemson Tigers are going to explore. Like, you never exactly know what's going to get probed into your anus, what, you know, fingers, how many digits might go in. The Clemson Tigers are notorious for this under the pile. They'll probably even choke you out, and Dennis Hennigan's not going to do a damn thing about it. You know, Clemson, they do all kinds of butt stuff in addition to being really, really good at football. But butt stuff is one of the reasons why I hate Clemson football.
Whoa.
That's a 10 seed. That's Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana doesn't deserve that.
We just played the game.
Oh, no.
Indiana wins.
Oh.
Archie beats his older brother, Sean, 79-76.
Wow.
A 10-7 upset. How about that?
There you go.
Mark Blankenbaker and butt stuff moves on. Lou Sasso is sent home.
IU fans are celebrating across
Facebook. Congratulations to Big Easy.
Congratulations to Big Easy. Congratulations to Pat Jaggers.
Absolutely. Let's just go ahead and finish this up because otherwise something will happen. We'll get the Grossmans on the phone here in just a second. The 2-15 matchup, well, by the way, quickly on Indiana, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists for Trace Jackson Davis, not a 5-star. Devontae Green had 11. Justin Smith had 14. Joey Brunk had 8 points, 4 rebounds. Rob Finnessy, 5 points. So there you go.
Joey Brunk.
You look like Joey Brunk. Get out of here.
I do.
79-76. Indiana moves on to the round of 32. This one is going to tickle our guy Big Easy. The 2-15 matchup, the 2 seed, it is Duke, and it's represented by all of the inconsistencies of Lachlan McClain talking about his betting.
I'm on a gambling roll is the point I'm trying to tell you guys. And I will give you locks, and you should fade the hell out of me because I am on a epically bad stretch of picking games. So take whatever I tell you and run to the windows to bet the other way. I just have to briefly bemoan. I just have to. I'm sorry. My locks. I went 3-2, so I made you money. I lost my tease of the week, which I put on Twitter. My gambling record is at times iffy. But it is time for you to make money. Because I'm on a roll, people. I'm like butter on a biscuit or spread me out. I don't know what the hell the analogy I was going with there.
You got a good gambler, a gambling savant, and you got a bad gambler, a 500 gambler, and me.
I'm not a 500 gambler. Of course, tomorrow I'll give you my locks, which have been mediocre this year. But and this week, again, I'm struggling. No, you guys are actively keeping on top of are the gambling wagers that I made in the first hour because I went 0-for-4 on my bets in LSU Clemson last night, lost every one of them, lost a total of $15.46 on those 4 wagers. I have been losing a ton of my $1 you know, stupid betting on sports I've never heard of, a ton of those. I do not lose a lot of money. I mean, I'm already in for $20 on Notre Dame at minus 20. I might, and again, for me, I'm a cheap $5 bettor. That's four times my normal bet. That is a lock four dime special here.
Then I shouldn't have said I'm a 500 gambler because I'm better than that. I should have said I'm a profitable gambler.
So the data is changing in your own words.
The data has not changed. The nomenclature, I used 500 as an easy to understand moniker for people, but it was inaccurate. So thank you for calling me out. I am way better than a 500 gambler. I'm probably, whatever the percentage is, that means you have to make money to overcome the juice. That's the type of gambler that I am. But I am a bettor who is a 500 bettor. I'm not any better, but I'm not any worse. But I went 0-4. I went 0-4 on the national championship game. And I lost $15.46 on those bets. So it's not that hard. One $5 bet gets me a third of the way back, and I've won a few $5 bets. And if you'd like me to go through and tell you the bets I've won, I will do that. But you don't know, like, that's not good radio. It's more fun to pretend that I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, Texas says he sounds like Trump. He does.
He does.
He sounds just like him.
He really does.
He really does.
It's amazing.
It is staggering.
Yeah. I mean,
it really is.
How many times does he contradict himself on just the 500 gambler portion?
You guys should be mad. I mean, that's just – I mean, Mitch knows that's 10% of the audio we could play.
Oh,
that's 10%.
Yeah, I use a third of the folder of all the clips we have him talking about his betting. I could have made that 6 minutes long if I wanted to.
I would listen to every second of it and
we
smile.
We may need to do that.
Yeah,
that's going to be our one shiny moment. We're going to play that under it and just play 6 minutes of that. That's what we're doing at the end of this.
I want to. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
All right, so here's the 15 seed. Eastern Washington is represented by this sound from Bobby V. This is when Diener had a big announcement that he had a girlfriend, and this is Bob's reaction on the air.
I really thought where he was going with this was, and I said, we are going to be national headlines. He's going to announce that he's gay. He's going to announce that it's a guy, and that would have been so awesome. Our morning host, sports radio, says, damn it, I'm loud and I'm proud. I'm gay, and it's not that there's anything wrong with that. And I was pretty jazzed up about that. And I was like, you know, they didn't listen very carefully, because he never said she. He said this person. He spoke in all those genderless pronouns. And so I was like, now we got ourselves a story for our summer months. CNN's going to be here. The people, they're going to be protests outside the studio.
First openly
it's
gay.
It's going to be, yeah, first openly gay sports
morning
talk radio.
Sports talk,
yeah.
Radio host.
I mean, just, I was like, Drew, you go, man. I was ready to, I mean, my God, they're giving Ellen DeGeneres the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I mean, for the courage. I mean, I was ready to jump on that train. Where are we going? We're going to be having, you're going to be going to Washington. You're going to be getting awards. You're going to be getting honors. And then I walked in. I said, so who is it? Who is the guy? He said, what are you talking about? I said, I heard about the thing on the show. He said, no, it's a woman. I said, oh, shoot. Because, I mean, that's no story. CNN's not coming for that.
Oh, my gosh. There are no words.
Oh, that's a 15 seed. Oh. I just played the game, and obviously, Locke's betting and Duke won. Massive 81-56. Duke wins. They move on. Trey Jones, 17 points. Vernon Carey, 16. Cassius Stanley, 10. Wendell Moore, 9. DeLaurier, 8. Joey Baker, who has since left, 6 points.
Yeah.
Matthew Hurt, only 4-2. So there you go. A massive win. 81-56, and so Duke moves on, and that's the Cooper Hassan, the Cooper Turtle region. Now, Mitch, I know you were doing things. Do we want to call Grossman and Company right now?
Call them now.
All right, you go ahead and call them now. What are the Streebles doing this evening while we get that set up?
We're doing a little campfire in the backyard in the fire pit. The kids, we're trying to find ways to keep them entertained while they're stuck at home.
Nice.
So we're going to roast some marshmallows, make some s'mores, have a good time in the old backyard tonight.
We never got to today, and we should have been playing this every 10 minutes.
Our guy Andy Beshear feeling the need because of internet people just being jackasses that he needed to apologize for calling Scott Satterfield Scott Satterwhite.
Oh, I know. It was beautiful.
You knew he was going to apologize.
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, he should just because, not because of the people, the Louisville trolls, just, you know, for Scott Satterfield's sake. You know, just, oh, my bad.
Why? Satterfield doesn't care.
He probably doesn't.
Satterfield's in North Carolina right now.
But it's just the right thing to do.
I don't know if it is. It's give it in. You can touch base with him.
Yeah.
Say, hey, sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Not just for the internet trolls. That's all it's for.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. But
We still do not have Imogene. We need to figure out a name for this. But since they're in quarantine, everyone knows Jack Grossman, fine intern Crean here at ESPN Louisville. He is lovable. He is likable. And his brother is the opposite of him. His brother, though, always delivers on the air. The Grossmans deliver in different ways. Yesterday, an awkward description of a movie followed by "Our dad bought us a basketball" as men in your 20s, quarantined at home. Ethan Grossman joins us as well. Fellas, how's everything going in the Grossman household?
Oh, it's going great, Andy. I watched the scheme last night. That was a lot of fun. Mom baked a chicken. There's not really, you know, much going on. It's pretty... I think we're having steak for dinner tonight.
Wow, yeah, you guys are steak?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we had steak frozen, so I think my dad's going to grill it tonight. So we're eating large tonight.
Did you say you had chicken? Is that what you said last night?
Yeah, we had chicken last night. Man, Andy, you really make me turn out to be the antagonist, right?
You're the star. You always deliver. I'm worried the more we do this segment, the less you're going to be able to deliver. So the last 24 hours since we've spoke, what have you guys been doing?
Oh, the same as yesterday. Play video games. I'm going to watch the scheme tonight, though.
Who's a better basketball player, you or Jack?
Me. He's got the ball mills down, but I'm faster.
Have you, do you know, your brother told us the crush that he had in Bloomington, the name of the young lady. Has he told you the name of the young lady?
No.
Her name is Jess.
What about her?
That's all that I know.
Yeah, we know her name's Jess.
That's all that we know.
That Crean's in love.
Oh, I'll get to the bottom of Jess.
Damn right you.
I've never heard of Jess and Jack. Oh, man.
What's Crean doing right now? What's your brother doing right now?
He's just
laughing?
He gave me the phone back. I'm just sitting here laughing.
Okay.
How red's your face?
He's lying. He is not better at basketball than I am.
What are you guys going to be doing for the next 24 hours? Just playing video games? Has the father been?
I'm up to come in and run an LSL tonight.
Well, there you go.
So,
Pat texted me about an hour ago asking if I wanted to run it.
Of course
he
did.
I just got some breaking news that Ethan Grossman's name hangs on a basketball banner at the Jewish Community Center. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. His name does hang on a banner at the JCC.
For what?
Two banners, he says, for the BBYO basketball tournament. Yeah.
Wow.
When he was in high school.
Well, now I think that Ethan's a better basketball player.
Ethan's obviously a better basketball player.
Yeah, he's got his name on two banners.
Gotcha. All right, Grossmans, get out of here. We'll figure it out tomorrow. We'll figure out something to call this. Get out of here. Have a good 24 hours. Enjoy the steak tonight.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Take care.
There you go.
Look at Crean getting some work today. That's a way to do it, Crean. Louisville Sports Live, little Ethan Moore tonight.
How about that?
Yeah.
Ethan Moore and what? Taylor Lynch,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So it's on 93.9. Everyone listen in.
You going to listen in? Texer brings up a great point.
Yeah.
When do we ask Ethan if he's able to do one of his hobbies while quarantined at the Grossman household? I feel like I've been cowardly. Because the whole thing is he's Spicoli.
That's a Friday. Yeah. That's a Friday question.
Like, you understand, he's Spicoli. And so I don't know how to ask him that.
We'll ask him.
Is it vape? Like, what's he doing around the household?
What's your method of
Yes. What's your method?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Being quarantined, he's like the son in not Wedding Crashers. Meet the Parents.
Yes, yes, yes. It's doing things behind, you know, yes. Dad's back, and it's in the underwear drawer. And,
yeah, it's in the underwear drawer.
Ethan comes in, and what's that smell? What is that? Ethan, what's that smell?
Exactly.
Yeah, we need to dive into that.
That's exactly it. Let's take a break. We'll meet up with 93.9 The Ville. We'll simulcast Governor Andy Beshear. It's coming up next here on ESPN Louisville. All right, yeah, we are broadcasting live here in the Papa John Studios. It is ESPN Louisville, 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Andy Sweeney, Mark Ennis. We always get to hang out for a couple minutes before we go live to Governor Andy Beshear in Frankfurt. Mark Ennis, Mark, you're in the studio. My dogs are getting ready to have WrestleMania right now.
Dogs and kids, we've all been desensitized to them in the background now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I could do sports radio. The people might not like it. So what's up with you, brother? How are things going, man?
Oh, we spent, an hour and a half. We had Jeff Walls, and we talked about the scheme today.
It's awesome.
It told me nothing last night except for that the feds wanted coaches, and they somehow did a two-hour documentary about Adidas and all that they did and never mentioned Kansas. How?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I know Beshear's getting ready to come up here, so we're not going to have a lot of time. It's funny. I asked Louisville fans, you know, what do you want if Sean Miller will Wade get fired and show causes and, you know, Patino gets a show cause and, you know, are you going to feel better? It's like the NCAA, do we want them to bury these teams? We don't like the NCAA either, Mark.
Right. No, I think you're exactly right.
We don't like them.
Yeah, I guess Louisville fans, maybe jaded, want everyone to get in trouble. I just want them to go away.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Mitch has whispered in my ear, the governor is up. We go there live right now on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.